In Serbia, a hardline nationalist party led by an indicted war criminal has won the most votes in yesterday's parliamentary elections. Preliminary returns show the Serbian Radical Party winning more than twice as many seats in the legislature as its nearest rival. The Radical Party is led by Vojislav Šešelj, who turned himself in to the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague earlier this year. He faces charges linked to the wars that followed the breakup of the former Yugoslavia. Nick Wood is a reporter with the New York Times in Belgrade. Šešelj's party has been on the radical fringes of Serbian politics for a long time. What explains its strong showing in yesterday's vote?
Well, over the last 3 years, you've had a reformist government in power that took over after Slobodan Milosevic, the former Yugoslav president, lost presidential elections in the year 2000. But during that time, this government has really not got its act together. It's been a very loose coalition of parties, and it's been surrounded also by accusations of corruption. At the same time, there's been pressure from the international community on Serbia to cooperate with the criminal court in The Hague, where Šešelj is actually standing trial. And this, the local politicians and analysts say, has played into the hands of the nationalists, who've been able to gain votes on those two counts.
Well, with Šešelj in The Hague at the War Crimes Tribunal, what role, if any, can he play in the formation of a new Serbian government?
Well, he can't actually take part in the parliament. Obviously, he's under lock and key in The Hague. His party will have a very dominant role within the parliament. However, it's unlikely that they will be able to form a government. No other political parties have said so far that they would like to form a coalition with the ultra-nationalist Radical Party. At the same time, you also have another indictee from The Hague, Slobodan Milosevic. He was the top of his Serbian Socialist Party list, and in theory, he too should have a seat in the parliament, but obviously both Šešelj and him and The Hague are unable to take part.
So will the hardliners be able to put together a coalition government, or will the moderate parties reunite to hold on to power?
Well, the moderate parties, or the more moderate parties, are going to do their best to put a coalition together. You have Vojislav Koštunica, who was once the Yugoslav president. He says he's going to try and form a coalition government with a pro-reform party, but he'll need two other parties to go into government with him. So it's going to be a weak administration, if they manage to form one, with a strong nationalist opposition.
But the strong showing of the nationalist groups has to be a concern to Western governments.
Indeed, it gives the government very little room for maneuver, both in terms of reforms and the tricky question of cooperation with The Hague. Serbia gets a lot of aid from both the European Union and the United States, but this aid is conditional on Serbia's cooperation with The Hague Tribunal. The Hague Tribunal issued 4 indictments for both police and army generals accused of committing war crimes in Kosovo. Now, if the government fails to hand over those indictees to The Hague, Serbia could be penalized. Now, if the opposition in parliament is very strong, that's going to give the new administration very little room for maneuver. So Serbia's reputation with the international community may not improve over the next year or so. It may be a tricky ride for the government.
Nick Wood is a reporter for the New York Times in Belgrade.